哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们一起来查考的题目是我的心平稳安静。
And today the topic for mutual encouragement is going to be I have still my heart.
我们在这个世界上就是奔跑天国的道路。
In this world, we're pursuing after heaven.
每一步路都会遇到很多的困难。
And every step we go, we'll meet many troubles.
但是最重要的是什么呢？
What is the most important?
最重要的就是我们要有一颗平稳安静的心。
The most important is to have a still and quiet heart.
我们请看诗篇131篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 131.
诗篇第131篇。
Psalms 131.
第二节。
Verse 2.
诗篇131篇第二节。
Psalms 131 verse 2.
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子。在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面，正像断过奶的孩子。
Verse 2, but I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child from his, with his mother, like a weaned child with my soul within me.
这一首诗也是大卫的上行之诗。
This is also a song of ascent from David.
我们讲过了，上行之诗也代表我们跑天国的道路。
As we have talked about, the songs of ascent also represent our path to heaven.
最重要的是有平稳安静的心。
And the most important is to have a quiet and still soul.
不晓得大家有没有这种经历。
I don't know if all of you have this kind of experience.
虽然我们温哥华的道路是发达的国家，非常的好。
Even though Canada is a very civilized country, we have very good roads.
我们开的车也是很不错。
And maybe we have very good cars.
但是当我们心情不好的时候，
But when we're in a bad mood,
很烦闷的时候，
when we're very frustrated,
就算在里面车子是很舒服，
even though we're very comfortable in our cars,
但是如果心中不平静的话，
if we don't have peace in our hearts,
坐起来那个车子也是很辛苦的，
we won't feel this pleasure in the car,
心情不好的时候，
when we're in a bad mood,
坐在家里最舒服的沙发也是坐不住。
You won't be able to sit on the most comfortable sofa in your home.
所以最重要的并不是环境。
So the most important is not the surrounding,
而是我们的心态。
Is our attitude.
我们请看一个例子。
Let us look at an example.
旧约的民数记第二十一章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章第四节。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 4.
这里是记载神带领以色列百姓离开了埃及，要进到迦南地。
Here records the Lord leading his people of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
我们请看二十一章第四节。
Let us look at chapter 21, verse 4.
他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地。百姓因这路难行，心中甚是烦躁，就谤主神说和摩西说：你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮，也没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。其实以色列百姓被神带出来的时候，
In reality, when the Israelites were brought out of Egypt,
他们应该是快快乐乐的。
They were very joyful.
但是一下子呢，他们就不快乐了。
But all of a sudden, they were miserable.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
表面上看起来好像是这条路很难走。
Because superficially, it seems this road is very hard to walk on.
神呢，带领他们要绕过以东地。
The Lord will lead them to go around the land of Edom.
本来有一条路可以直接的从海边直接上到以色列地，就是迦南美地，很快就到了。
There's actually a road that goes straight to the land of Canaan.
但是呢，神知道这个百姓如果走这条 shortcut 的话，他们受不了。
But the Lord knows that if the Israelites take the shortcut, they will not be able to make it.
因为要直接上去会经过非利士人的地方，一定会打仗，打得很厉害。
Because if they were to go straight through, they will meet the Philistines and there will be a battle.
还有又会经过以东的地方，也会跟他们打仗，也会打得很厉害。
And they will go through Edom and there will also be a battle.
所以神知道他们还没有准备好要打仗。
The Lord knows that they have not been prepared to fight this battle.
所以就绕稍微远了一点。
And therefore they went around these places.
本来是为了以色列百姓的好处。
Originally it was for the good of the Israelites.
但是以色列百姓不知道神的计划。
But the Israelites do not know the plan of God.
因为神是从上面看的，他看得很清楚。
Because God looks from above and he sees very clearly.
什么地方他们可以去，什么地方不可以去。
He sees the places that they can go and the places that cannot go.
但是人呢，是从下面看的。
But humans see from the bottom.
为什么不直接的进迦南地呢？
Why can't we just go straight into the land of Canaan?
为什么再绕圈呢？
Why are we going around in circles?
在浪费时间呢?
And wasting our time.
啊, 所以心中就很烦闷啊。
And so they were very frustrated at heart.
就埋怨了神啊。
And they spoke up against God.
啊, 有时候不晓得我们有没有坐过飞机啊。有时候飞机那个机场的控制中心啊，在要飞机等很久的时候，我们的心也会觉得很烦啊。
And I don't know if you have waited at the airport, and it seems like when the plane is just about to land, you feel very frustrated.
啊，或者是起飞之前啊，在等啊，要排队啊。
Or before you board the airplane, you're waiting in
line. 起飞之前 ，take off 之前啊。
Before you take off.
啊，但是呢，我们知道控制中心呢，知道什么时候可以飞，什么时候不可以。
But we know that the control center will know when the plane can take off.
所以啊，我们最重要是保持平静安稳的心。
So the most important is to have a still and quiet soul.
我们请看。以赛亚书第三十章。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在乎归回安息；你们得力，在乎平静安稳；你们静至不肯。
15. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, said. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it.
这里神告诉人类最重要的两件事情。
Here the Lord told his people the most important two things.
怎么可以得救呢?
How do you receive salvation?
从人类的患难中得救呢?
How do you receive salvation from the woes of the world?
并不是要更多的财富。
It is not to have more wealth.
怎么可以改变我们的生命呢?
And how do we change our life?
就是要归回。
It is to return.
什么就是归回呢?
What does it mean to return?
归回就是悔改。
It means to repent.
回到神的面前。
To repent to God.
那么最重要的第二件事情呢?
And what is the second most important thing?
就是得力。
Is to have strength.
就是我们有力量面对生活的每一个挑战。
And that is so that we can have strength to face the challenges in the world.
面对信仰每一个挑战。
And to face the challenges in our faith.
怎么得力呢?
How do we gain the strength?
得力在乎平静安稳。
And to strength comes from the quietness and trust.
原来心中很平静、很安稳的话，它里面会很有力量。
That is to say, if our heart is still and quiet, then it will have a lot of strength.
那我们今天就来查考了，怎么样才可以让心中可以平稳的安静呢？
And today we're going to study how we can keep our hearts still and quiet.
好，我们看回来诗篇一百三十一篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 131.
诗篇一百三十一篇。
Psalms 131.
啊，第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说，耶和华，我的心不狂傲啊。所以第一点就是我们的心呢、啊，不能够狂傲。
In here, verse 1 it says, "My heart is not proud, O Lord." So the first point is that our heart cannot be proud.
狂傲的人呢、啊，心中是没有平安的。
A proud person does not have peace in his heart.
什么叫做狂傲呢
？What does it mean to be proud?
狂傲就是极端的骄傲。
And being proud is to have pride to the extreme.
如果一个人变得骄傲
if a person becomes proud,
啊，后来变成狂傲的话
and then you become to the extreme,
神会毁灭他的
then God will destroy him.
啊，有一句话是这样讲
there's the saying,
如果神要毁灭一个人
if God was to destroy a person,
神会先容许他，任凭他变成很骄傲
God will allow him to become very proud.
我们请看箴言的第十章
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言的第十章
Proverbs chapter 10、
啊、箴言第十章箴言对不起箴言第十六章十六章第十八节
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18、
啊、箴言第十六章第十八节
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18
这里说骄傲在败坏以先狂心在跌倒之前
18 says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall
其实啊，骄傲是人类的弱点，最原始的弱点之一。
In reality, pride is one of the most primary and original weaknesses of human.
在我们社会当中，身边的周遭的人当中，我们常常很容易感觉到有骄傲这个性格的存在。
Among the people we're around, we often feel that there is this presence of the pride.
其实为什么一个人会骄傲呢？
In reality, why is it that a person will become proud?
其实啊，最里面的原因就是因为一个人有自卑的个性 ，inferiority 啊。
In reality, this person has this insecurity inside them.
啊，就是觉得怕别人会看不起他。
And they're afraid that others will look down on him.
啊，怕人会抢他的位置。
That they fear that others will take away their status.
啊，所以呢，就会用一些外在的东西啊，让 自己啊可以站得稳一点。
And so we'll use something superficial and material so they can stand firm.
但是最根本的原因就是因为人有自卑感在里面。
But the root of this reason is because they're insecure.
我们来看一个例子哦。
Let us look at an example.
我们看旧约的扫罗。
Let us look at Saul in the Old Testament.
他本来是神所拣选以色列民族的第一个王。
And he was the first king that the Lord had anointed for Israel.
我们请看旧约的撒母耳记上第十章。
Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记上的第十章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 16.
就是神刚开始拣选扫罗的时候，他真的很好。
This was when Saul was first made king, and he was a very good king.
第十章第六节这里说，耶和华的灵必大大的感动你，你就与他们一同受感说话，你要变为信人。第七节。
Verse 7.
这兆头临到你，你就可以趁势而作，因为神与你同在。这是神当初拣选扫罗的时候，神真的是扫罗真的很谦卑啊。
When the Lord first chose Saul, he was a very humble man.
神还赐给他一个新的心。
And God gave him a new heart.
让他可以为神来做工。
So that he can serve the Lord.
神可以让他同在。
And the Lord was with him.
当一个人谦卑的时候，
When a person is humble,
他心中是很平静的。
He has a very peaceful heart.
怎么看得出来呢？
And how can we tell this?
扫罗当王了。
When Saul was king,
大家都来拿礼物来恭喜他了。
And everyone came to congratulate him with presents.
结果有一批歹徒啊，他们不单止不恭喜扫罗。
But there were thieves that they did not congratulate him.
他们还讲话来刺激扫罗。
And they spoke to provoke him.
我们请看第十章。
Let us look at verse 10.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
十章第二十六节，扫罗往基比亚回家去，有神感动的一群人跟随他。二十七节。
27.
但有些歹徒说，这人怎么能救我们呢？就藐视他，没有送他礼物，扫罗却不理会。你看，这就是一个谦卑、平静、安稳的心。
And this shows us that Saul had a very quiet and still heart.
扫罗刚刚当王
，He was just he just became king.
大家来恭维他
，And everyone came to congratulate him.
他心中觉得自己其实不配的
，And he felt that he was not worthy of this in his heart.
所以，当他谦卑的时候。
So when he was humble,
没有人可以改变他的心。
Nobody could change his heart.
甚至有一些人讲话攻击他。
And even some people who spoke against him.
这种人可以救我们吗？
How can this fellow can save us?
扫罗没有生气。
But Saul did not become angry.
没关系，你讲什么是你的事情。
He kept silent and ignored what they said.
你不送给我礼物，我也不会损失什么。
And he thought he would not lose anything if they didn't give him presents.
他对个人的荣耀完全没有兴趣。
And he did not have an interest in the personal glory.
这个就是平稳安静的心啊。
And this is to have a peace and quiet heart.
但是后来他改变了。
But in the end, he changed.
当他当了王久了，就改变了。
After he became a king for a long time, he changed.
当他得了权力，就改变了。
After he gained authority, he changed.
所以权力啊，真的会让一个人腐败的很快。
And so authority and power can corrupt a person very quickly.
我们来看《撒母耳记上》第十六章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记上第十六章。
1 Samuel chapter 16.
十六章我们看第十四节啊。
Chapter 16 verse 14.
这里已经告诉我们了，扫罗已经开始不听神的话了。
And here it tells us Saul began to disobey the Lord.
私自的来献祭给神。Offer sacrifice to God.
And he offers sacrifice to God.
本来不应该献祭的。
Before he was not supposed to do the sacrifice.
但是他自己跑去献祭。
But then he went and sacrificed and made them himself.
我们来看第十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
就是说，耶和华的灵离开扫罗，有恶魔从耶和华哪里来，扰乱他。第十二节，第十一十五节。
15.
扫罗的臣仆对他说：“现在有恶魔从神那里来扰乱你。”这里是告诉我们了，他开始不听命了，他就开始骄傲了。
Here it tells us that Saul became proud and disobeyed.
所以呢，有恶魔就来搞扰他了。
So the evil spirit came to torment him.
搞扰他之后，他的心中就很不平静了。
And when the evil spirit came, he did not have peace in his heart.
他就开始改变了。
And he slowly changed.
再来看，我们看第十八章的第六节。
Let's look at verse 18, chapter 18, verse 6.
大卫去打死哥利亚回来。
When David killed Goliath.
本来全国应该很高兴。
The whole country should be rejoicing.
扫罗也应该很高兴。
And Saul should be very happy.
因为有一个年轻的小一个青年人帮他打败一个巨大的一个敌人。
Because this youth had fought the war and won against this giant.
妇女回来就讲话了。
And these women came and spoke.
我们请看十八章第六节。
Let us look at chapter 18, verse 6.
大卫打死了那非利士人，同众人回来的时候，妇女们从以色列各处出来，欢欢喜喜，打鼓、击鼓、唱歌、跳舞，迎接扫罗王。第七节。
Verse 7.
众妇女舞蹈唱和，说：扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。第八节。
Verse 8.
扫罗甚发怒，不喜悦这话，就说：让万万归给大卫。千千归给我，只剩王位没有给他的。第九节，从今日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。你看，这里就是开始有不一样的地方。
And here we can see this difference in his attitude.
什么叫做骄傲呢
？What does it mean to be proud？
骄傲有几个层次
？There's different levels of being proud.
刚刚我们讲过，第一个层次就是骄傲，就是不听话。
The first level we talked about is being disobedient.
不听神的话。
To be disobedient to God.
先知叫他等，不要自己去献祭。
The prophet asked him to wait and not to sacrifice.
他说我不等了，我要自己去献。
But he wanted to make the sacrifice himself.
以为自己可以做什么
？Because he felt that he could do this.
所以不听命就是骄傲的第一个表现了。
And so being disobedient is the first step of proud.
今天神的话语借着长老执事、传道同工来给大家分享。
And today the elders and preachers share these words with you.
我们听的时候，我们就有一个谦卑的心来接受啊。
When we hear these words, we should have a humble heart and receive them.
那么这里告诉我们，骄傲有第一个层次。
And here it tells us the first level of being proud.
骄傲的第二个层次就是怕自己会被取代。
The second level is that they're afraid that their status will be taken away.
因为妇女讲这句话说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Because these women saying that Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000.
直接给他比下去了。
And he was matched and matched down.
他的个人的荣耀被刺到了。
And his own self-glory was sacrificed.
他有一种不安的感觉。
He did not feel this peace.
怕被大卫取代。
He didn't want to be put down by David.
所以从那一天开始，他就怒视大卫。
And therefore from that day on, he had anger towards David.
扫罗开始狂傲了。
And that was when Saul became proud.
他忘记自己是谁啊。
He has forgotten who he is.
他以为自己是神啊。
He thought himself as God.
因为只有神不可以被取代的。
Because only God cannot be taken place.
全世界每一个人都可以被取代。
Everyone in this world could be replaced.
没有我，世界继续在转。
If I wasn't here, the world will continue to turn.
太阳继续的上山下山。
And the sun will continue to rise and fall.
但是扫罗以为他是神啊。
But Saul thought that he was God himself.
以为自己不可以被取代啊。
And he thought that he could not be replaced.
所以当一个人狂傲的时候呢
？So when a person is proud,
恶魔就来降在扫罗的身上。
The evil spirit came and tormented him.
第十节
，verse ten.
次日，从神那里来的恶魔大大的降在扫罗身上，他在家中胡言乱语，大卫照常弹琴，扫罗手里拿着枪。扫罗把枪一轮，心里说：“我要将大卫刺透，钉在墙上。”大卫躲避他两次。我们来看，扫罗已经变成一个什么的人了
？And we can see what kind of person Saul has become.
他之前人家讲什么话刺激他，他都很谦卑，完全没有反应。
In the beginning, whatever people said against him, he was very quiet. He had no reaction.
现在呢，妇女讲唱一首歌而已啊，也不是把他讲得很不好啊。
And now these women only sang this verse.
但是他的骄傲就起来了。
But he was proud.
所以骄傲来，神就走了。
So when pride comes, God leaves.
神走了之后，心中就没有平安。
And when God leaves, there's no peace in the heart.
没有 security, 没有保障。
And there's no security.
那么有空间呢？所以魔鬼就来了。
But there is a space there, so the evil spirit will come.
所以后来呢，他变更骄傲。
And so in the end, he became even more proud.
我们请看二十二章。
Let us look at chapter 22.
好，二十二章。
Chapter 22.
撒母耳记上的二十二章啊。
First Samuel chapter 22.
二十二章第十三节。
Verse 13.
好，这里啊是扫罗去追杀大卫的时候。
And this is when Saul was pursuing after David.
啊，看到啊有一个祭司啊曾经啊接待了大卫。
And he saw a priest that had once given hospitality to David.
啊，给面包大卫吃。
And he gave bread to David.
啊，把一把好的刀，哥利亚以前留下的刀，交给大卫。
And he gave this very precious sword to him.
扫罗就很不高兴了。
And Saul was very unhappy.
我们看第二十二章第十七节啊。
Let us look at verse 17.
王，这个王就是扫罗。王就吩咐左右的侍卫说：“你们去杀耶和华的祭司，因为他们帮助大卫，又知道大卫逃跑，竟没有告诉我。”扫罗的臣子却不肯伸手杀耶和华的祭司啊！你看，一个人竟然可以变成这么坏。
And we can see that this person can be corrupted to such state.
他说要杀耶和华的祭司。
That he wanted to kill the priest of the Lord.
连他的臣仆都不敢做这种事。
Even his officials were not willing to do this.
因为魔鬼已经控制他的内心了。
But it was because the evil spirit had controlled him.
他心中已经没有平静安稳。
And he has no peace and stillness in his heart.
他变成狂傲了。
And he became proud.
狂傲的人下一步就会被神毁灭。
The next step for the proud person is to be destructed by God.
这对我们今天来说是个很大的提醒。
And so today for us, this is a very great warning.
今天人与人之间为什么会有很多的问题呢？
Why is it that we have many problems between people?
其实啊，根本啊，原因之一啊，就是我们人，每一个人，我们都会有一点点的骄傲在里面。
The root cause of all these is that we have a small amount of pride within all of us.
一般来说，骄傲这种个性平常不会出现，会盖住。
In most cases, we will not show this proud.
但是受到刺激的时候，就会表现出来了。
But when we're stimulated and when we're brought up, then we will show this.
夫妻为什么会吵架呢？
Why would husband and wife quarrel?
或是吵架变成越来越大呢？
Or why would this argument become greater and greater?
因为心中有骄傲。
Because they have pride in their hearts.
彼此都不肯让步。
And they're not willing to take a step back.
明明我也有错，但是我不肯第一个认错，我要等你先认错。
Even though I had wronged myself, I'm not willing to take the step back. I'll wait for you to apologize first.
你也不肯认错，你等我先认错。
And the other would not be willing to apologize first, and they're waiting for the other party to apologize.
一点的东西也都变得很大了。
So a small matter can blow out into a big thing.
这个就是一点点这个骄傲在我们里面。
And this is having this little pride within all of us.
我们忘记了自己不是神。
We have forgotten that we're not God.
所以主耶稣在讲道理的时候，
So when Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel,
提醒我们什么呢？
What did he remind us?
我们请看马太福音第五章第三节。
Let us look at Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
马太福音第五章第三节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse
3. 五章第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣一开始讲道理啊，就登山讲了这个登山的宝训。
And when Lord Jesus first began to preach the gospel, he went up the mountainside and spoke the Beatitudes.
登山的宝训第一句话就是，请我们要虚己，要虚心。
And the first thing he spoke about was for us to be humble.
就是要倒空自己，才有办法接受神的话语。
It is to empty ourselves so that we can receive the words of God.
所以啊，我们要平稳安静的心，一定要求主帮助我们对付我们自己每个人的骄傲。
So if we are to have a still and quiet heart, we must ask God to help us so that we can face our pride.
有一个中国一个非常出名的宰相。
And there was once a very famous official.
他到处啊出巡的时候，都会带着一套很破旧的衣服。
And when he went around to survey the country, he would bring with him a very ragged clothes.
人家就很好奇了，就问宰相说：“宰相先生，你为什么出来还带着这一套破旧的衣服呢？”
And people would be very curious, asking him why such a high official will bring such a ragged clothes around with him.
那个宰相就解释了。
And this official will say,
他说：“我还没有成功之前。”
Before I was successful.
我还没有考到功名之前。
Before I was able to take this position.
我做宰相之前，我每天都穿着这个破旧的衣服。
Before I was a citizen of this country, every day I wore this set of clothes.
所以每次我打开这套旧衣服。
So every time I opened this set of new old clothes.
我都提醒我自己我是谁啊。
I remind myself who I really am.
今天我能够得到这些，并不是因为我很厉害。
And today I can achieve all of these. It is not because I have good abilities.
我曾经也是那么卑微过。
That I was once this humble.
有一天也许我会再变那么卑微。
Maybe one day I'll become this status again.
所以提醒我自己不可以骄傲。
So this set of clothes remind me that I cannot be proud.
去到一个信徒的家里。
I once went to the house of a believer.
这个信徒呢，他的小孩子已经长大了。
And the children of this household had all grown up.
但是啊，家里还留着一双啊，大概一岁的 baby 穿的鞋子，放在那个最漂亮的橙色柜里面。
But in this very in this very fancy cupboard, there's still a very small pair of shoes for a one-year-old.
问他说这个是做什么的?
And asked him, what is this for?
这个是我女儿小时候一岁的时候穿过的鞋子。
And the person said that this was the pair of shoes that my daughter wore when she was 1 year old.
我觉得这个很好。
And I thought this was very good.
提醒我们呢，每个人都曾经穿过那么小的鞋子。
And it reminds us that what we were once able to fit in the shoes that size.
有什么好骄傲的呢?
And what were you so proud of?
我们也曾经什么都不懂。
There was once that we knew nothing.
现在懂一点点。
And now we knew a little bit more.
可能以后也什么都不懂了。
Maybe in the future we will once again know nothing.
有什么好夸口的呢?
And what are we so proud of?
第二点。
The second point.
我们请看回来诗篇131篇。
Let us turn back to Psalms 131.
诗篇131篇。
Psalms 131.
这里说我的眼不高大。
And here it says, my eyes are not haughty.
所以心中要平稳安静啊，诗人告诉我们，我们的眼睛啊，不要长得很高大。
And in order to have peace and quiet, the psalmist told us that we cannot have haughty eyes.
什么叫做眼睛高大呢?
What does it mean to have haughty eyes?
我们中文有一句话形容啊，如果人很高傲的话，眼睛长在头上。
And there is an ancient Chinese saying that if a person is very proud, their eyes will be on their heads.
什么叫长在头上?
What does it mean to be on their heads?
长在头上都看不到人啊，就是看到天而已了。
And if it grows on top of your head, that means you can't see people, you can only see the sky.
看不起人的意思。
And that means you look down on everyone else.
我们请看箴言第30章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第30章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
30章的第13节。
Chapter 30 verse 13.
我们从第十二节开始看啊，30章第12节。
Let's start from chapter 30, verse 12.
有一种人自以为清洁，却没有洗去自己的污秽。第13节。
13.
有一种人眼睛，眼目何其高傲，眼皮也是高举。请读。
Verse 12. Those who are pure in their own eyes, and yet are not cleansed for their filth. 13. Those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful.
神人不喜欢长得很高的眼睛。
God does not like people who have haughty eyes.
什么叫做高傲的眼睛呢?
What does it mean to have haughty eyes?
这里说啊, 自以为清洁。
And here it tells us that they think they're clean.
却没有洗去自己的污秽。
But they have not cleansed their own filth.
以为自己很好。
And they think they're so very good.
其实并不是那么好。
But they're not as good as they think.
所以就看不起人了。
So they'll look down on others.
圣经告诉我们啊, 新约有两个例子啊, 是眼睛长得很高的。
In the New Testament, there are two examples of people with very haughty eyes.
第一个例子就是在雅各书，我们来看雅各书第二章。
And the first example is in James chapter 2.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
第一节。
First one.
雅各书第二章第一节。
James chapter 2, verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按着外貌待人。第二节。若有一个人带着金戒指，穿着华美的衣服进你们的会堂去，又有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去，你们就重那穿华美衣服的人说：“请坐这个好位上。”又对那穷人说：“你站在那里，对，坐在我脚凳子下边。” 第四节。
Verse 4.
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意论定人么？第五节。
Verse 5.
我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给他爱他的人的果么？这里雅各长老勉励当时的教会。
Here Elder James encourages the church.
不可以以一个外貌来待人。
They cannot show favoritism according to a person's outer adornment.
说外貌，最主要就是看一个人的财富了。And
when they tell about this, it is to see the person's wealth.
当时的教会，他们看到，如果有穿金戒指啊，华美衣服了，就会说，你坐这个好位置上面。The
church at that time, when they see this person come in with fine clothes and good jewelry, they will say, have a good seat here.
但是如果穿得很脏的进来的话呢？ 大概是要钱的了，还是要饭了？不要进来了，还是坐地下就好了。反正你衣服那么脏。
And for a person wearing filthy clothes, they will think they're probably beggars or wanting food, so they'll tell them to sit at a very poor place.
雅各长老说这样是很不好的。
And Elder James tells us this is a very bad thing to do.
为什么不好呢？
Why is this not good?
第一啊，因为神看人的，并不是看外表的。
Because first, God does not look on the elders of the people.
神啊，反而容易拣选那些卑微的、贫穷的。
Because God actually usually chooses those that are poor.
叫我们在信上可以富足。
So they can be rich in faith.
所以神看重的，我们不可以看轻。
So what God looks heavily upon, we cannot look lightly upon.
但是人是很喜欢看外表的。
But most people like to see the outer adornment.
啊，我记得我去东非啊出差的时候。
I remember once when I was in Eastern Africa.
啊，因为去的地方啊都很贫穷，很乡下。
Because the places I go are very, very much the countryside and very poor.
啊，没有电。
And they had no electricity.
啊，也不用烫衣服啊。
And there were no need to iron my clothes.
哎呀，没有得吹头发啊，洗完澡都擦干而已啦，头发乱乱的。
And there's no need to blow dry my hair.
坐那些车子啊，那个灰尘啊，弄到真的是黑头发都变黄头发。
And this car we drive when we're driving in the desert, the sand will make my hair yellow.
啊，又没有镜子，有时候一个礼拜没有看到镜子，有时候也没有刮胡子。
And sometimes there were no mirror, and for a week we won't see the mirror, so for a week I will not shave.
啊，虽然我的胡子不是很多，但是没有刮还是不好看。
Even though I don't have a very dense beard, but it's still not good that I don't shave.
所以，去完那个乡下地方两个礼拜，要出到城市。
After 2 weeks in the country, I come out to the city.
我要买一张电话卡。
I want to purchase a phone card.
哇，那个卖电话卡的小姐。
And this person selling the phone card.
啊，她说：“先生，为什么你衣服那么皱啊？”
He asked him, "Why is your clothes so dirty?"
啊，对我一个鄙视，很轻视的脸。
And she looked as if she despised me.
啊，所以连黑人都看不起我。
So even the colored people will look down on me.
哎，因为我没有理好头发，没有刮胡子，身上很脏。
Because my clothes were dirty and I did not shave.
但是应该是没有臭了，因为每天要洗澡。
But I shouldn't have a smell because I showered every day.
哎，但是呢，后来呢，上飞机之前。
But before I boarded the airplane.
通通整理好自己了。
And I have groomed myself.
啊，穿好衣服了，因为有电呢。
Because there was electricity, so I was able to iron my shirt.
啊，理过头发了。
And I had a haircut.
哇，同样的人。
And the same person.
去到机场，哇，那些人很客气，说来来来，这边 check in， 来我们贵宾房吧。
And I was the same person. Yeah, people at the airport will invite me to their VIP room.
所以人啊，都是看外表。
So therefore, it says that people always look on the outside.
当然，并不是说我们都不要穿好衣服，不用理头发，并不是这个意思。
That doesn't mean that we don't need to groom ourselves.
但是如果我们看一个人或者看一件事情，只看他的外表的话
，But if we only look at the outside of a person,
我们会错过很多东西。
We will miss out on a lot of things.
为什么犹太人没有办法接受主耶稣为救主呢？
Why is it that the Jewish people could not accept Lord Jesus as the Savior?
主耶稣从犹太民族出来。
Lord Jesus came from the Hebrew race.
他们应该第一个民族就来接受基督教才对了。
They should be the first race to accept Christ.
但是为什么到今天还不能接受呢？
But why is it that until today they could not accept him?
我们看马可福音第六章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6.
马可福音第六章第一节。
Gospel of Mark chapter 6 verse
1. 马可福音第六章第一节。
Gospel of Mark chapter 6 verse 1.
耶稣离开那里，来到自己的家乡，门徒也跟从他。第二节。
Verse 2.
到了安息日，他在会堂里教训人，众人听见，就甚稀奇，说：“这人从哪里来，有这些事呢？所赐给他的是什么智慧呢？他手所做的是何等的异能呢？”第三节。
Verse 3.
这不是那木杖吗？不是玛利亚的儿子吗？雅各、约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们也不在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。原这个小字啊，说原文说因他跌倒。为什么犹太人没有办法信耶稣
？Why is it that Jewish could not accept Christ？
因为看主耶稣的外表就信不下去了。
Because they looked on the outside and they could not believe this.
听他讲话很好听。
They listened to his words and they were very good.
很有能力，行神迹奇事。
He has a lot of power to perform miracles.
但是呢，问他这个人从哪里来的
？But when they asked where did this person come from?
不是跟我们一样吗？我都认识他的爸爸妈妈。
And was he not the same as us? We knew his parents.
他的弟弟妹妹啊都在我们当中啊。
And we knew his siblings as well.
怎么可以是救主呢？
How can this man be the Messiah?
也没有接受什么好的教育。
And he did not have a very high education.
也不是什么官，或者是王的后代。
He was not a high official or of the king.
所以啊，就看不下去了。
And therefore, they could not accept this.
就因他跌倒啊。
And because of this, they fell.
我觉得这人这样讲真的很有意思。信耶稣不是因为主耶稣得救，就因耶稣跌倒。
And I think this is very interesting. Most people believe in Lord Jesus and would not fall.
所以今天我们有没有因为耶稣跌倒了？
So today, did we fall because of Lord Jesus?
有人看，你说你是真教会吗？
Some people say, do you say you are the true church?
为什么人那么少？
Why is it you have so little people?
怎么可以说你是真教会呢？
How can you say that you are the only true church?
看外貌。
And they only look on the outside.
看人数。
They look at the congregation number.
他们说，哇，我们那个教堂更大，比你大十几倍。
And they may say that our church is so much greater and more elegant than yours.
我们这边教堂已经很大了，北美教当中最大之一了。
Our chapel here is one of the biggest ones in North America.
但是我们在开拓区，很多地方都没有会堂。
But sometimes in the pioneering areas, we don't have chapels.
去传福音。
When you preach the gospel.
真教会有传倍的福音。
That the true church has this true gospel.
有圣灵。
And it has the Holy Spirit.
他们叫朋友来信主。
And they want the friends to come to believe.
说好啊好啊，去哪里？你的教堂在哪里？
And they say, okay, where is your chapel?
他们说我们还没有会堂了，我们在芒果树下，那前面那一棵芒果树下面聚会。
And our believers would say, we don't have a chapel yet. We hold our services under that mango tree.
芒果树下面，你说你是真教会，为什么是芒果树下面？
And others would say, you're the true church. Why is that you hold services under a tree?
为什么在信徒的家里？
And why do you not hold this? Why do you hold this in the homes of believers?
看外表啊，所以没有办法接受。
And because they look on the outside, they could not accept.
所以如果我们看别人的外表，看一件事情的外表的话，我们会失去啊很多可以学到的事情啊。
And this tells us that we miss out on a lot of things we can learn if we only look on the outside.
所以我们不要看外表。
And therefore, we shouldn't just look on the outside.
那么第二种呢，就是把自己啊看得太高，就是高傲的眼睛啊。
And the second of the haughty eyes is to view yourself too high.
我们请看路加福音的第十八章。
Let us look at Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的第十八章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
这里主耶稣讲到有两个人在祷告。
Here Lord Jesus mentions a parable with two people praying.
十八章的第九节开始。
Chapter 18 verse 9.
十八章的九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节。
Verse 10.
说有两个人上殿里去祷告。一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。十一节。
11.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。十二节。
Verse 12.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节。
13.
那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。第十四节。
14.
我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。主耶稣在这里打一个我们非常熟悉的比喻。
Here Lord Jesus tells us a parable we're all very familiar with.
很多人都在祷告。
Many people were praying.
但是祷告的果效很不一样。
But the effects of prayer are very different.
主耶稣用了两种人来比喻。
And in his parable, Jesus spoke about two different people.
第一种人就是法利赛人。
The first are the Pharisees.
就是当时社会上最受尊重的宗教的领袖。
And these are the religious leaders that were most respected at the time.
另外一种人就是税吏。
And the others were the tax collector.
就是在社会当中最被看不起的一批人。
And these are the people that were most looked down upon in the society.
因为他们替罗马政府向以色列人收税。
Because they collected tax for the Roman government.
还有收了太多，本来收十块的要收二十块，中间十块要自己吃掉。
And sometimes they will collect more and they'll pocket the rest.
所以大家都很讨厌税吏。
And therefore many people despise tax collectors.
那么我们一般人可能觉得，在神眼中看来，当然是以法利赛人比较好了。
And for some people, they may think that in the eyes of God, he will like the Pharisees more.
但主耶稣这里打一个比喻。
But here, Lord Jesus tells us a parable.
并不是的。
That it is not so.
法利赛人怎么祷告呢？
How did these Pharisees pray?
第十一节啊，法利赛人是站着自言自语的祷告。
The Pharisee in verse 11 stood up and prayed about himself.
为什么他会自言自语呢？
Why was he speaking to himself?
他祷告的时候啊，都把别人的不好都讲出来。
That he will speak out the things that are bad about others.
要把自己的很好啊告诉神。
And he wants to tell God the good things about himself.
祷告的最后的结论就是我是最好的。
And the conclusion he had in his prayer is that he is the best.
别人都不好。
And others are not good.
尤其是那个税吏， 那个最不好。
Especially that tax collector over there, he is the worst.
所以他祷告完就很高兴就回家了。
And so after his prayer, he was very happy.
结果呢，神这里主耶稣说啊，他根本连那个税吏都比不上啊。
The Lord Jesus said he is not even comparable to the tax collector.
因为他祷告是自言自语而已啊，没有上到天上，只是跟自己讲而已。
Because his prayer, he is only mumbling to himself. It did not ascend to heaven.
越祷告越自义。
And the more he prayed, the more proud he was of himself.
不祷告还好，可能不祷告还比那个税吏好一点点。祷告完比税吏更差。
Maybe if he did not pray, he was a little better than the tax collector.
So
after he prayed, he was worse.
所以主耶稣并不是叫我们不要祷告。
But Lord Jesus here does not tell us not to pray.
主耶稣啊，是告诉我们要学习那个税吏这样。
Lord Jesus wants us to learn from this tax collector.
我们看自己啊，不要看得太高。
We must not look very highly upon ourselves.
有时候我们自己没有我们自己想象中那么好啊。
Sometimes we're not as good as we think we are ourselves.
想想看我的软弱在哪里。
We can think about our weaknesses.
求主耶稣啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
And for God to have mercy.
好，我们请看罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
十二章第三节，我凭着所赐给我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, for by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, for rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我们眼睛是长外面。
Our eyes look on the outside.
看自己最不清楚。
It is most difficult to view ourselves.
所以很容易啊，把自己啊过于所当看的。
And therefore it is easy for us to think higher of ourselves.
但是保罗说啊，我们要看自己啊，看得刚刚好。
But Paul tells us that we must look with sober judgment.
不要看得太高。
We cannot think of ourselves as too high.
看太高的话，会跌倒，会骄傲。
If we think of ourselves too high, we'll become proud and fall.
也不要看得太低。
We must not look down on ourselves.
看太低的话，会太自卑啊，什么都不敢做。
Then we will have very low self-esteem and have no confidence.
啊，神给我们多少的信心？
However much faith God gives us.
啊，我们要看着自己看得很清楚，我们的缺点、弱点在哪里，求主怜悯。
We must view ourselves with sober judgment and see our weaknesses.
这样我们的心才会平静的安稳。
And this is our way a heart can become peaceful.
所以我们从今天的诗篇当中，我们第一，我们的心不狂傲。
And so from the psalm we can learn that our heart cannot be proud.
我们眼睛也不高大。
And our eyes cannot be haughty.
愿主帮助我们常常有平稳安静的心。
May the Lord help us to always have a peaceful heart.
我们请唱诗一百。